true story.
Get ready to listen to this month's graphic story. Barack Obama was President of the United States for 8 years, from 2008 to 2016. This is his story.
The first African-American president, Barack Obama. Barack Obama is born on the 4th of August, 1961, in Honolulu, Hawaii. Look at our beautiful son.
Barack Hussein Obama. I'm proud to be your father.
You don't often see a white woman and a black man together. In some parts of the U.S., it's forbidden.
Barack Obama's parents are students at the University of Hawaii. They all live with his mother's parents.
We have class at the university. Bye, honey.
Say bye-bye to Mom and Dad.
When Barack is 2 years old,
Anne, I've been offered a place at Harvard University in Boston. I'm so lucky.
But it's so far away. We don't have enough money to come with you. Barack's father goes alone.
He won't see his son grow up.
Bye, Dad!
2 years later, Barack's parents divorce.
This is my new boyfriend, Lolo Sotoro.
How old are you, Barack?
I'm 4!
In 1967, Barack leaves Hawaii and the USA.
We are going to live with Lolo in Indonesia. Are you pleased?
Yes, there are wild animals there.
They arrive in Jakarta.
Hi, Lolo.
Hi, Barack. Welcome to my country.
Barack discovers a new way of life.
Look, Mom. It's eating out of my hand.
It's time for dinner, Barry. Lolo's mom has made grilled grasshoppers.
Barack starts school.
Work hard, Barack.
Have you any friends yet?
Not many. Tell me if you need help. Okay.
The new boy likes to help others.
After school.
Can I play with you?
No, you're not like us. And stop following us, or we would throw you in the swamp.
A few years later.
So, Barack, do you like our new house?
Yes, but I wish I didn't have to change school again.
I know, Barry. Don't worry. You'll get used to it.
Have you heard of Martin Luther King? He was an African-American pastor who wanted equality for black people.
I'm listening, Mom. But after, can I draw Spider-Man and Batman?
Sure, Barry.
When Barack is 10 years old, he moves again, this time back to Hawaii in the USA.
You traveled all the way on your own, Barack. Well done.
I'm so happy to see you again.
Barack lives in a flat with his grandparents.
Mom enrolled me in a good school. She wants me to work hard.
At school.
Hey, can I come to your house?
Sure, but I live in a tower block and there's no pool.
Really? Everyone here has a pool.
He's black and he's not rich, but I like him.
Cool face, Barack.
Later.
I have some good news. Your father is coming to see you.
You think he will recognize me?
It's great to see you again, son.
I don't remember you very well. I was 2 years old when you left.
I returned to my country, Kenya. I got married again. I have 5 sons and a daughter.
My teacher would like you to come to my class. Will you?
There are elephants, lions, and rhinos in Kenya.
Wow. Barack is so lucky.
My friends are impressed.
Barack's mother comes to see him at Christmas.
Play the record again, Mom. I love this African music.
You are going to be a good dancer.
On Christmas morning,
this is for you, son.
Thanks, Dad.
I want a photo.
Barack's father stays for just 1 month.
I have to go back to Kenya, son. I won't forget you.
I'll miss you.
A few weeks later,
Dad would be proud of me.
Barack never saw his father again. He died in Kenya in 1982. Barack loves playing basketball.
Are you hungry?
No, I'll eat later. I'm training.
Coach, can the reserve players come on?
At 18, Barack's nickname is Barry Obama.
Number 23 is a great player.
Basketball is cool. It brings people together.
Barack studies law, but before he enrolled at Harvard Law School, he was a community organizer in Chicago.
Hi. Could you tell me how your neighborhood could be improved?
There are too many problems. It would take too long.
Take your time. I'm here to listen.
Barack starts to organize meetings with local people.
Gangs rule the streets and Chicago is dirty.
There's no work for us here.
Okay, let's see what we can do.
Later,
things are better now, thanks to you. You are different.
In 1989, Barack meets Michelle, who works in a lawyer's office in Chicago.
Michelle, this is our first meeting outside of work.
Yes, this ice cream parlor was a great idea for a date.
They get married in 1992.
Two lawyers.
Yes, he's very gifted. Many people admire him.
On the 27th of July, 2004, Barack Obama speaks on television in the USA.
There is not a black America and a white America and Latino America and Asian America. There's the United States of America.
He is the new star of the Democratic Party.
On the 4th of November, 2008, Barack Obama is elected 44th President of the United States.
He did it!
An African-American president.
At last!
The end.